Good evening, boys and ghouls. This podcast is rated E for explicit, so keep those little ears at bay, lest I drain them of all life's essence, leaving a lifeless husk upon the floor.
Ethan.
Hi, Nick.
And we've got another guest tonight.
Hello, Dan number two.
Hey.
Or Dan, number one.
Yeah, I'll go
You'll
number
be number one.
One. Yeah, because I'm number one now, because where the fuck is everyone else?
That's true. Well,
we're doing all right, though. We've got the Vampires 3 ducks tonight, because just, we've got the good guys.
I touched your hand.
I know. I was really excited.
I needed the people that ruined two other vampire episodes to be here.
Oh, shit.
So I could explain to them
half
what they've done
are,
terribly wrong.
A quarter
and,
of
and
them.
I've got the B team in front of me, so.
Well, B team for the best.
Yeah, we be pretty good at this.
I mean, that's what the B stands for. We be good. We be good at this. So, vampires, you want to fix?
Yeah, I know we've been talking about
yeah.
it. You've got some gripes.
Yeah,
it's,
so
it's
sure.
not really a
let's
secret.
Let's talk about episode one. We've got Brett and Victor.
Phantom Menace. Yep.
Right. Yeah, the Phantom Menace of vampire episodes. Absolutely, you're correct.
Sure.
Oh God, this makes this Revenge of the Sith. Where no one wins.
That's
okay. I'm okay.
This
with that.
This gives us an opportunity for the high ground. You're doing all right.
How dare you? All right. So episode one here is Dan and, or sorry Brett and Victor just talking about Blade. An interview with a vampire, and
right.
that's it. That's did they get to anything else?
I don't know. I didn't really listen.
It's not a memorable episode, so I don't
I believe you.
A lot of it.
So,
and then episode two, we've got Dan.
Attack of the Clones.
There's the Attack of the Clones of
Two
of
Towers. Let's just mix it up.
You know, it's not a Two Towers. I don't.
Oh,
feel
okay.
It, yeah.
That's fine.
So we got
Never
Dan.
Mind.
We've got Brett.
Yeah.
No, we got Nick. My apologies. Mm-hmm. We got Dan and
I didn't listen.
And,
so.
and Allison and
Bryn, our better halves.
You're right.
Oh, was that the gal?
That was gal folk.
That was gal folk yourself. Wow. Where
I've heard good things.
Yes, where they concentrated on how fuckable these vampires can be.
And let's just be very clear, they are.
I assume
all of those vampires
which,
are very fuckable.
Which vampires were you guys talking about? Did they talk about?
I'm not sure. If Brett was here, I'm sure he could explain
the
arousing
not
nature
the
of various vampires on the CW.
Sure.
But I am not the authority on that.
That's
basically
fine.
Basically, your Vampire Diaries, True Blood, Twilight. You know,
I think Interview with the Vampire snuck back in there.
It did.
Yeah.
Well, then at one point, we have to discuss Interview with a Vampire. Or we don't. It's fine.
This is a very short program.
Okay, so...
So what do you
have? I'm here to put you fuckers back on track on your folklore show.
Sure. He's got a point.
That's a really good point, actually.
So I thought we would... If we can't open the discussion, I don't think we take over hosting duties.
No,
here.
No,
please
host away.
So,
jinx.
Whoa, you owe him a Coke.
I'll get you a High Life.
Oh.
All right,
you.
So I thought we'd begin with...
That's why we're the B team.
Right.
I'm sorry, please go on.
No problem. C team Dan over here because I've been on one episode. So I thought we'd begin with a discussion of vampire folklore itself.
Okay.
Right, so what do you guys know? What is the vampire folklore? What is the concept of what a vampire does is comes from?
Sure. So I heard... Here's what I heard. This sounds like the setup for a joke. It's not.
So a vampire walks into a church.
So... I always thought vampires came from Vlad the Impaler. Is that not true?
It is not true.
Oh, shit.
And we can dive further into that. But
yeah. What do you think, Nick? Where do they come from?
I actually don't have a whole lot of just, you know, knowledge on the historical vampires thing.
Sure.
For me, it's just a lot more of like the antiquity, like the Mary Shelley style.
Sure. Yeah. You start vampires where vampires sort of start in literature. Right.
Yeah. 19th century is where I'm at.
Yeah,
late 19th century.
Yeah. I'd say right about
foggy
that.
London town.
Sure.
Dear our Lord, 1,800 and blah, blah, blah.
Charles Dickens.
Jack the Ripper vampire hunter.
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not
there,
a thing,
that's
but now
it.
Should
Abraham
be.
Lincoln vampire hunter.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. We're in. I was thinking more of, let's say, pre-17th century. Right?
What?
So all these creatures have some genesis. Mm-hmm. And with the vampire, it's very much based on what a body does when it decomposes, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what is one of the things a body does when it starts to...
Shits its pants.
It does shit its pants. Yeah, it's part yep. of the it's essential
I
part
know
of
that.
The
I've been practicing for a long time.
I know that. Yeah, for
I'm ready
sure.
to die.
But yeah. let's talk about it's in the coffin. What's it doing in there?
Shitting its pants in the coffin. Sorry.
It is.
Yes. It's all right. So
this is the genesis of all vampire
no, my mom
knowledge.
Told me this for it's years. If it's my grandfather spinning in its grave.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing's in the coffin. So it's dressed up, I assume.
Right. The burial shroud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably.
Presumably decomposing.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's it, right?
So
it gets bloated, maybe?
It bloated, thank you.
So I did it.
A lot of vampire really lore of is very much based on the concept of this bloat that occurs to a body.
Sure.
So you are a 17th, maybe 18th century peasant mm-hmm. living in Austria, maybe the Balkans.
Oh, nice.
Damn. Yeah. I'm doing great.
Now, you don't have a lot of knowledge, right?
Damn it.
You know your letters, but you
not much has changed.
Right. Scientists are wow. saying stuff, but when have scientists ever been right?
Not now, not never.
Not ever, right?
And everybody starts to get sick around your town. One by one,
oh,
they're dropping like flies.
Oh, shit.
Now.
Like a plague or something.
Your daughter gets sick.
No, shit. Not Mary Shelley,
Mary.
My daughter.
My daughter, Mary Shelley, future author
Damn
of
it.
An interesting book.
Oh, well, fuck. So she gets sick.
Yeah. And yep. someone tells you, hey, I saw someone creeping around the streets, and I
what
heard,
the fuck?
I
in
heard
our town?
That the dead are coming back to feed on the living.
Do they
have
look
enough food?
What?
Wow.
Wait, what'd you say?
They don't have enough food down there.
No, they don't.
Wow.
Wow. So yeah. So
you and the local town magistrate
right.
and various riled up people go to the cemetery, dig up the offending beast that is causing all this harm, and when you open it, lo and behold, skinny
Mary.
Mary, this person's name is Mary. Skinny Mary is all
Thank
fat
you.
And bloated.
Skinny Mary.
She
over
looks
there.
Healthier now in the grave than she ever did in life.
What the fuck?
She's plump, right? And around her mouth and her nose is blood.
Ooh.
As though perhaps
Damn.
She has been feeding.
On blood. Or something that has blood in it.
Like us. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
So the local doctor, also knows his letters, not great on science, decides, we need to take care of this. Stake right through the heart. What
the fuck?
Absolutely.
Like
that's the
how do we jump to that? Wait. Oh, my God. This dead person's up and about. Stab him in the heart.
That's what I do.
So what happens
that's
when
actually
you...
That's pretty good logic when you say it out loud like that.
What happens when you smash a body filled with gas?
It farts.
It does. It actually does. So there is there in the historical record, they have determined that one of the things it does is air escapes, right? So it goes through the throat.
Sure.
It makes it sound like... which is a pretty big evidence that that thing was not dead.
Yeah.
It also does fart, which is in the historical literature.
Goodness.
They refer to it as things we will not speak of for high-minded ideals.
Right. Fart jokes.
Yep.
That's a lowbrow comedy. Something
it's
we
right up our alley.
Something the B team knows a lot about.
So vampires have a genesis kind of just in this way that bodies fall apart.
Yeah.
And not only that, but you also have in the late 16th century, early 17th mm-hmm. century, all these people coming out and creating like treaties on vampires, right?
Sure.
I've heard of this. King James, right? King James Bible.
The Bible guy?
The Bible guy.
The man from the Bible.
In 15...
One of the men, yeah.
In 1597, writes a book called Demonologie, which is a treatise on really why witch hunting and witch burning is appropriate for the church.
It really does sound like a cookbook, though. Like, today we're serving Demonologie.
Today...
You have to light it beforehand. It's an amazing dish when they serve
it's
it.
Like it's like a flambé. You'll love it. Just
yeah,
keep your eyebrows away.
Yeah, just you have to eat it while it's still on fire.
Right.
Why is mine so bloody? You'll see.
You'll see.
Problem.
Don't fart.
Which a lot of people use not only to hunt witches. By the way, you guys totally need to do a show on witches.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's coming.
We'll tell the.
We'll get the B team on it.
Get the B team
for Bewitched.
Yeah, Bewitched. We'll get the Bewitched team on it.
Not to be confused with the Bewitched team. Yeah,
our separate,
a long time
our
game.
Sister podcast,
right?
About the show Bewitched. Please go on. So, So, okay. So
Demon Isle of Jay, huh?
Yeah. So it gets pretty popular to where they write a fucking book about it.
Yeah. Yeah. The king writes a book about it.
Right.
And vampires are in there, which leads to a lot of other treaties. And eventually you get to what's known as the 18th century vampire controversy.
What?
So, yeah. So 18th century. What do you know about the 18th century?
Oh, shitload. 18th century.
That's where they got America.
Fucking America. French Revolution. Mozart.
Yeah.
Haydn.
Yep.
Beethoven's at the the very end.
Yeah, yeah.
One new Ethan, new music, huh?
Yeah, right? Those are the 18th centuries, easily my third favorite century.
A.K.A. the Enlightenment period.
Yes, right. I was just about to say that.
Well, not in the Balkans.
Oh.
So it was pretty dark over there.
B for Balkans.
In the Balkans, various diseases are raging across the land.
Bummer.
And what else could be the cause?
Vampires.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. It was vampires.
I agree.
Yeah.
Those right? bloody fucks.
Those, God damn it.
So there came a point essentially where there were so many vampire sightings, like so many vampire discussions. The Germans actually had a special kind of vampire called the Nachtseher, which was the Shroud Eater or the After Devourer.
Oh shit!
Bummer. Those Germans, man.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't crawl out of the ground. All they did was eat their own burial shroud.
Oh. Like their own burial shroud?
Yeah.
But then they'll be naked.
Yeah. So it's a bunch of naked undead?
No, they fixed it. You put a brick in its mouth and then rebury it, you're set.
Oh.
You put a brick in its mouth?
Yeah, well, it can't eat anything. It's got a brick in its mouth.
It's got a point.
It's got hands, though, right?
You eat with your hands? Yeah, well, you know what you eat
you
with
could
your
just
hands.
Take the brick
watched
out.
You eat the blueberries every episode. Yeah.
Could you not? All right, never mind. Yeah, well, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah,
wow.
The mouth is actually a really important part of taking care of a vampire. In Russia, that's where they would stake you.
Does that? Where's Vlad the Impaler with all this shit? Am I just making that up?
No, Vlad the Impaler's in there, but he's actually not a central focus of early vampire folklore.
Damn.
Huh. Yeah, he does not come in until the late 19th century.
Oh, so are people acutely aware like they would be blaming vampires, or would it be something? Something more nebulous at this time from them.
Yeah.
So in the Balkans and in Austria and stuff, they're straight out saying vampires are coming out of the ground and murdering people, making more vampires.
Hmm. Have they started turning into bats yet? Is that later?
That's later.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to get into literature to get to these kind of vampires.
Okay.
Right now they're basically zombies for all intents and purposes.
I was gonna say that. It sounds like they're just like zombie.
That's
dudes.
It. That's your genesis of vampires.
Hmm. Nice.
No teeth, no counts, no bats.
Damn.
No fog.
I was gonna ask about turning into
a fog.
Turning into fog.
We get to the fog.
That's right. Yeah. All right, so what happens after the 18th century?
Well, so the 18th century vampire controversy sticks in the popular imagination, right? Because the Pope Benedict the 14th has to come out and explain that there are no vampires.
What the fuck?
And he would know what? He's a vampire.
He would. He's like, listen, talk to God. He was like, cut that vampire shit out.
Yeah, absolutely not. No, if you see someone not decomposing in their grave, they are either a saint or you're crazy.
Oh, so now
right.
we're...
Right. The saints, of course.
Right.
They're coming in.
He did explain it in his treatise on beatification.
Boo.
So is it beatification?
It's beatification.
Beatification.
For the B team.
Yeah, beatification. The beatification.
But this sticks in the popular imagination, right?
Yeah.
So by the time you get to the 19th century,
yeah.
Now you've got vampires as a concept, right? Like mm-hmm. as a cool, this shit's coming out of Greece kind of idea.
Yeah, when did it become cool? When did they get cool?
When did get sexy?
So what's the earliest vampire story that you know of?
I know of...
Go as early as you can.
Dracula is probably the earliest one. I might be mixing up Nosferatu.
No, that's later.
He's made from Dracula. I know Dracula. That's the earliest vampire, I think.
I think that's probably the first I can come up with.
Yeah, you are right there with the majority of everyone who deals with vampires
nice.
At all, because that's really where all this shit gets codified.
Okay.
But
this is like the archetypal vampire, like from that, as far as we're concerned, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where all the tropes get codified. Absolutely.
Do you remember when Dracula got published? Do you remember?
1897.
Nice. Holy shit. That's late as fuck.
Yeah. That's super late. So let's go back to 1816.
Yeah.
The year without a summer.
Oh.
So
James Madison's president.
Is it James Madison's president?
I think so.
Is that true? Wait, actually.
Or James Monroe.
I'm concerned about the dating now.
Oh shit! Really?
Wait, hang on. No, you're right. It would
Am
be
I?
Monroe.
Yeah, cool. Let's see. Washington? No, it's fine.
That's fine. We'll come back to it later. So 1816, year without a summer. Basically, this year where I think two volcanoes had blown up in the previous year or something like that.
Shit.
So the weather was all off. It was like super cold in like July.
That's the dream. You know, I mean, we're in Florida. It's hot as fuck down here.
Absolutely. We need some volcanoes to go off once in a while.
That Hawaii thing could happen over here.
Just blow some this way.
What a dream, right? That'd be the best.
Finally, it's 16 in July. It's all I ever wanted. Everyone else is dead, but Florida's good to go.
Finally, I'm comfortable.
Okay. This is why I moved here.
Fuck you, Wyoming.
So we're 1816.
So you are familiar with the 18th century. So you're kind of a fan. Are you familiar with the famous meeting of Percy Shelley, Lord Byron?
Yeah, spooky. I think of it as the spooky
empire.
The spooky best friends club, where it was like one night they were all together, and you had Frankenstein came out of that night where they were like, think of the scariest story you could come up with. And they disappeared into their rooms and wrote these spooky ass stories.
Yeah.
I basically picture it as just like a campfire, and they're like, let's tell some stories. Yeah. Everybody just kind of like got quiet all at once, like, all right, I'm going to go to my room now. not going to write this down. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got the picture exactly. It's the middle of summer. It's cold as shit.
Oof.
Bizarrely. They're all around a campfire reading like French translations of German ghost stories.
And cool. Like we do here, basically.
Right. And Lord Byron's like, hey, let's all make our own story. And then they all go off to their rooms to fuck each other because they are romantics.
Right.
So keep in mind.
I did, yeah.
Much fucking.
A lot of fucking going on in that cabin.
Oh, yeah.
Shelley, more accurately, it is Lord Byron.
Right.
So there are a number of novels coming out of that, right? Frankenstein comes out of that.
Yeah.
But the other big novel that comes out of that is by Lord Byron's physician, John.
Dr. Acula.
Dr. Vampire.
Dr. Spooky Man Vampire Ghost.
So John Polidori, who is the physician that was tagged along with Lord Byron.
That's Italian.
Who was only there. Yeah, super Italian.
Yeah.
Who was only there, one, because he's his personal physician, and two, his editors are like, hey, just follow around, keep a diary, and then tell us everything that happened.
Oh.
So that's a thing.
Wow.
So he creates a novel called The Vampire.
Oh, shit.
Start with a mean character, which is Lord Ruthven. Which, when it releases, everybody clearly understands is fucking Lord Byron.
Right.
Because this is the first time you have a vampire that is actively seeking out and destroying the lives of women.
Sure.
And treating them like tissue.
Right.
Like good old days.
So from...
And now for something really different.
So from there, that's when you get Varney the Vampire, which is a series of penny dreadfuls where you have this count that preys on women. But this is when you first start to get... vampires.
A lot of the shit that we know.
Absolutely, yeah. This is when you get like a romantic count that seduces his prey, that comes out to be. This is the first time you get fangs.
Okay,
that's when that starts to show up, and then you get Carmilla in like 1871. Mm-hmm. And that's when you start to get lesbianism inside of your vampirism.
Oh my god, no!
The peanut butter and jelly of vampire
lesbians.
I'm all about it.
I didn't know that.
For Christmas one time, my mom gave me a book about vampirism and lesbianism.
Your mom knows you really well.
Knowing nothing about the book, she saw a vampire on the cover and gave it to me.
Aww.
And I was like, do you know what this book's about? She's like, vampires. I'm like, vampires. Yes, it is.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to put this away now. So you get from that, you're starting to get the super strength. You're starting to get hypnotic powers. And then, bam, 1897, you hit Dracula.
Oh, and that dude, that's the Thriller album of vampire books.
Absolutely.
We made it, boys.
We did it. So, if we could get a little Thriller hit.
Yeah, if you can plug that in, people that aren't here.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Nick.
I'll write on
Nick,
it.
New sound guy, Nick.
Yeah. All right, so. So it was sort of because from there, that's when we start hitting the
our vampire stride. If you
the
will.
Hits,
right? This is
the
this
hits just keep coming.
Yeah, from so there it's like, well, shit. What happens after Dracula?
So what happens after this is where you guys can pick it up easy because you know all of this. This is in the popular imagination. Right?
I know the movie Nosferatu. I fucked up earlier, but Nosferatu is the Dracula movie, but they couldn't get the rights for the book or whatever.
Right. 1922.
Yeah.
They're just going for it without the rights.
Yeah. So
just
they're like, fuck it.
They said fair use at the beginning. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Good to go.
Dracula. No, this is Nosferatu, I guess.
Somebody's no, it's not for you. And they went, Nosferatu. It's
Nosferatu.
Make the movie.
Starring Count Drawerlock.
Yeah. He's a count.
So from Nosferatu, first time you get a vampire that is killed by sunlight. Mm-hmm. Right. You don't get that before
that. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's as late as that you're starting to codify these tropes.
Right.
Interesting side note, they still got sued.
Really?
Yeah, they still got sued.
Damn it.
The judge ordered them to destroy all copies of the film.
What?
And only one survived because it was on a travel across the world.
Oh, thank God.
So that's the one we got.
That's the one we got. Mm.
Yeah. Whew. We got the Chinese translation.
Thank you. Thank God Nosferatu made it. All right. So where did the previous episodes fuck up at this point?
The previous episodes fucked up because they brought you none of this vampire information.
Right.
They have no context of where this all comes from. Seduction of the vampires is straight out of the romantics.
I think we covered the seduction pretty well.
We got the seduction down pat. We do not need to gloss over that that process again.
You know what always bothered me in Twilight, just very quickly?
No, I don't want to do
that. It pissed me off that he wanted to kill himself by revealing himself to a crowd. They would rip him apart. Well, fuck you, dude. Like, oh my God, I'm so gorgeous.
Oh, look how sparkly this handsome fuck is.
Yeah, you remember that in the second movie or whatever? Jesus Christ. What kind of dog shit was that movie, right? Written by a Mormon, and you can tell because it's like the sexual tension is like, ooh.
Oh, you're not wearing your scratchy underwear.
Yeah, ooh, I grazed your hand.
Now you have a baby inside you.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. Anyway, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's this is actually a good sign now. So the 20th century brings the vampire into full focus, right? Like this is where you really have the vampire.
Yeah.
What's your favorite vampire movie? I'm very curious.
You know.
Oh, man.
It's going to be fucked up. My favorite vampire movie, I've already talked about it like 5 times in this episode. Nosferatu is good as shit, guys. You watched it, Nick?
I have, but it was a real long time ago. It's a very old take on it, but it's really good.
Like, I love
it. Have
you seen it?
I did see it. I haven't seen the remake by Werner Herzog. Apparently, that's really good.
Yes.
Yeah. Because anything from Werner Herzog, I just put on to depress the shit out of myself, and I imagine I would enjoy that the same.
You talk about vampires. Right.
Got him. Fuck you.
Roasted.
Corner.
So what is your favorite vampire iteration?
I'm going to be honest. I'm not even a huge vampire guy. Yeah. I watch a lot of vampire things. Like I'll see them when they come on and it's just very much like, okay, like it adds to the mythos or detracts from it in the case of pretty much every modern vampire thing. Sorry, Brett. But
yep.
I couldn't really point to one and say like that's easily my favorite vampire movie. Like this is really good. Like
none of it.
I liked Van Helsing a lot, and I don't even know why. I think
I'm sorry.
Like,
No. We're gonna pull back.
Hang on.
Nope.
I can tell you exactly why, because it was so far off the mark.
Yeah.
And I was so young.
Right.
It just was like, well, this is really fun. This has nothing to do with any of it. But you know what? I had a good time watching it.
So you love the movie because it was terribly wrong.
Yeah,
that's what you adored about the film was how incredibly shitty and useless it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's what brought you there.
So I'm guessing you're not a Van Helsing fan.
No, yeah, I'm really not. I'm not there with you guys. But I did ask my wife before I came to this podcast. I was like, hey, I'm going to bring this up to them. What out of curiosity, what's your favorite?
Yeah.
And hers by far was Dracula 3000, the Casper Van Dien Coolio vehicle.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it before?
I have heard of it.
No. Oh, it is.
I've not watched it.
It is high fucking cinema. So it is
like you have to be high to go to the cinema and enjoy it.
So Captain Van Helsing.
That was a you can't see that. This is the radio.
Captain Van Helsing takes his interstellar spaceship to the Transylvania system where they accidentally pick up Dracula, who's not even a future mecha Dracula. He's like dime store costume Dracula.
In the cape.
With the medallion.
I'm going to put that on my list.
The same fucking Dracula. He's like, this fashion will come back around.
He's like,
eventually.
You'll see. Fashion cyclical. Go fuck yourselves.
The best way I can describe about Dracula 3000 is the review I saw for it, which was Dracula 3000 makes Leprechaun 4 in space look like Alien.
Wow. What a glowing review. I'm going to go watch Leprechaun 4 in space.
Gorgeous. This is clearly the movie we want to see.
So what is your favorite iteration?
All right, I'm going to put this out there. It is, I think, the best iteration of vampirism. It is the Canadian television series
Inspector Gadget.
Forever Night, the best vampire police detective television series ever aired.
So it is Inspector Gadget.
So I'm sorry, what is it? Forever Night?
Forever Night. Aired for 3 seasons, 70 episodes.
Holy wow. shit, that many.
Starring or with the titular character Nick Knight attempting to gain back his humanity by solving crimes using his vampirism powers.
So is it spelled K-N-I-G-H-T?
Yes, because he was originally a knight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all over this.
I saw that.
Main character's name is Nick. He's a knight. I graduated from UCF after way too many years. This is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Yeah.
It was right there in
get all the babes.
Sci-Fi Channel is just starting late night rerun roundup. Yeah. Hell so yeah. it's a recommendation for you
sci-fi
all.
Sci-Fi Channel, fuck it, right?
Who gives a shit? We're not even going to spell it right. Go fuck yourselves.
Sci-fi. What about Buffy? What do you think of Buffy?
Buffy. I didn't watch Buffy.
I watched a couple episodes of Buffy one time really high, and I thought it was awful.
I saw the movie on Joe Bob Briggs' Monster Vision.
Oh, yeah?
And remembered none of it.
Yeah. Nick?
Good to know. Yeah, I'm not a Buffy guy.
All right.
Didn't stick. So I think we can put that one to bed. No
yes,
Buffy.
No Buffy.
All right. I have two last questions for you.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
And we'll run at that. When do you think the last major mass murder of vampires occurred?
2010.
You're going with 2010?
Like people murdered, like, what do you mean?
Murdered like people, like a vampires. Crowd of people gathered together to murder vampires.
Shit. In East Europe, they probably still really believe in them, so.
Very Romania.
Yeah, I'm thinking, fuck it. The 70s were weird. 1977.
The year of our Lord, 1977. So we got vampires run rampant, and we are here to stop them.
Star Wars has not yet made its way over.
But it's coming.
It's coming.
It's on its way.
They can reel it.
Fuck the vampires.
So, yeah, 77's my guess.
77's your guess. Nick, you're sticking with 2010?
I'm stick with 2010.
All right. Nick is closest to the pin.
Boom.
The last mass vampire killing was 2017, just last year.
Oh, fuck.
In Malawi, that is a country in Africa.
Sure. I was actually not expecting Malawi. I was hard going Europe.
I thought you said Maui, and I was like, Hawaii?
Holy
oh,
shit.
Fuck.
We just
Damn.
Did that stick.
What is going on in Hawaii?
Jesus. Wow, that is crazy.
So yeah, they stoned one person to death and the other person they lit on fire to take care of the vampire menace. Huge crowd
Get
of people.
Stoned to death?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Whoa.
When the UN has to chime in on your vampirism activities, you've done bad.
Yeah. Damn, that's pretty rough.
All right.
The
final question. So what is your over under on the existence of vampires? The not just the historical, but their ever could be or would be vampires as a biological concept.
Like, do I believe in vampires?
No, I'm not actually if you believe in vampires. I'm more saying, what
like
do you think
biologically
the possibility of that it ever could happen in that manner?
I think it's because there's so many different styles of vampire. I think it's hard to answer.
Yeah.
Like, could I think that something resembling or along the same lines as a vampire could happen? Absolutely. Like, if we were using our normal 1 to 10 scale, probably like a 7 or an 8. Like, there could totally be somebody who subsists on blood to, you know, and has gotten that sort of reputation.
Yeah. I could believe someone lost their mind and decided to live off of blood.
Drink the blood and kill yourself.
So like an Elizabeth Bathory thing is the kind of thing you'd like bathe in the blood of virgins to keep her youth.
Yeah, shit like that.
Which we didn't even cover at all.
Right. But you guys get the picture.
Yeah.
She's in the blood.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, if we had to do 1 out of 10, fucking 7. Why not? Yeah.
Just fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. What about
you? Dan?
I'm going to go a solid 1. And that is because
to no
of
one surprise.
A local professor at UCF who mathematically kind of tried to ferret this out, which he determined mathematically using an actual equation that if vampirism started in 1600, let's say right off the bat 1600, and they bit and turned one person per month, which I can say is conservative in terms of turning. Yeah.
Yeah.
The entire population of the time would have been vampires in 2.5 years.
Damn. So we might all be vampires.
Yeah, we might all be vampires right now.
I had
now.
A rare steak just for dinner last night.
Yeah. You thought it was great, right?
It was delicious. I slurped the whole thing up.
I killed someone just last night.
I found a hobo and drained him of blood. Yeah. Wait, are we vampires?
Yeah.
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 Right through the dick.
B for vampires. What?
So you drink the blood. Blood goes right there. You slurp it up.
That's true.
Oh, hey, Dick. Hey.
Oh, hey. Hello.
Hey, Dick.
Oh, are you?
Oh, hi,
Dick. Is this a BT meeting?
Yeah, for best.
I'm sorry, guys. That's fine. Hey, keep it up. Power bill's been running high this month, though, so do we need the microphones for the meeting?
I mean, we were recording a thing.
Why?
It's the three decks.
So you weren't here earlier, but you've
got to go. We have a team meeting in like 5 minutes.
You
sorry,
son of
I
a bitch.
Head out.